Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
Amazing way. He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Back, it's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we appreciate you hanging around with us, continuing to hang around with us. You're going to be glad you did because Don Cooper is here. Don's an old friend of ours, a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top experts in salesmanship in the planet. He's also the America's networking guru. He's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. He's our good friend. Don, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim.
It's good to have you back.
Great to be back.
One of the things I know you want to talk about today is features and benefits and how this kind of gets us tripped up sometimes, doesn't it?
Oh God, yes.
So how do we what are they? What are the differences and how do they help us and how do they get us in trouble?
Well, this is probably the most misunderstood concept in sales and marketing. A lot of sales professionals get it wrong. A lot of marketing professionals, people who are paid to market companies, don't understand it.
Well, one of the reasons is because their bosses, the small business owners, don't understand it.
Yeah, even large businesses. It's crazy.
That's right.
People who have marketing degrees don't
That's
get
right.
this stuff. But it's mm-hmm. really, really, really simple. A feature is a characteristic of a product or a service. A benefit is what that feature means to the buyer.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, size, color, materials, or ingredients, those things are all features. Anything that has to do with the product itself or the service itself.
The largest inventory in Denver.
Yeah, that would be a feature. Hours of operation would be a feature. Number of staff would be a feature. All those things are features. Well, the impact those things have on the user or the customer or the buyer, that's a benefit.
Mm-hmm.
If it saves the person time or it saves them money or it saves them hassle or it gets them a better result, those things are benefits.
You know, one of the things that always seemed odd to me, and this, as you know, Don, I have a wacky way of looking at the world, but whenever I see a restaurant advertising and they show pictures of their food.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming that if they've got a nice restaurant, the food's going to look fine.
Right.
But if I were a restaurant, I wouldn't be showing pictures of plates of food. I'd be showing pictures of people having a good time.
Exactly.
Building a memory.
Precisely.
Food is food. We won't remember what the food tastes like. We will remember when we got together.
Yeah. And that's part of the point.
That's the difference between features.
Experience.
It's hard for people to believe that the food is a feature of a restaurant.
That's absolutely correct. Food has to do with the product, service. It has nothing mm-hmm. to do with the consumer's experiences necessarily.
I like what Ray Kroc said, the guy who founded McDonald's. He said we're not in the food business. We're in the fuel business.
Yeah.
We put fuel in people's body. We're not feeding them a wonderful meal. We're giving them fuel.
Exactly.
And they want it fast, so let's don't show them the hamburger. Let's show them how they're going to get in and out of here fast.
And that's the point of McDonald's. You get in and out quick.
Yeah.
And that saves a person time. That's the benefit. You know, the benefit of gourmet food is that you're going to enjoy your dining experience. That's
mm-hmm.
a whole different benefit.
Mm-hmm.
Still food. Was a different benefit, and that's what business owners and salespeople need to keep in mind as they're trying to pitch their product or their service or their company.
You know, there was a time, Don, when the actual stuff that we sold kind of was a benefit, and I'll tell you why. Now, you're not old enough to remember this, but I remember when people got their first microwave.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when people actually bought their first dishwasher. You know, I actually can, if I try really hard, Don, I can remember when people had two, you know, when they had bought their second car. but you know, I'd have to try really hard to remember that. I have to go get into the Wayback Machine to go to that one, Don. But my point is, in those days, things weren't all, everything wasn't a commodity.
Right.
Sometimes there was a time in our lives in this consumer society when things were kind of special. And if you had microwaves, you could say the benefit is we have microwaves. And people would come and buy them from you because they didn't have one.
Mm-hmm.
Now everybody's got a microwave.
Right.
So the microwave is not the benefit anymore, is it?
No, although I would argue that it never was. And I'll tell you why when we come back from break.
Okay, we'll have that discussion when we come back after these messages. And we'll also talk about why you get into this condition. I have some theories on that, which you probably won't be surprised to learn. 22, we'll be right back with Don Cooper. Welcome back. It's 17 Till. We're rocking and rolling with our good friend Don Cooper. And we're talking about the difference between features and benefits, why you need both, but why you need to know when to use both of them and how to use them, and how you can become uncompetitive and fail if you don't understand the difference. Don, is that an overstatement in your
mind? No, not at all. And the point you were talking about right before the break is a great one, because it speaks to this myth that salespeople and business owners fall into, which is that the product sells itself. You mentioned the microwave oven when it first came out and how great and cool and it was. But you have to look at when the microwave oven debuted, everybody had a regular oven.
Right.
So why do you need a microwave? What was the point? What did
they
it
just
do?
Wanted it. We just wanted it. We didn't know what it did. We just wanted it.
You have to look at what it did. What it did was it cooked food a different way. Yeah. Use microwaves, blah, blah, blah. No one cared about that. What everybody cared about was that it cooked food fast.
That's right.
It was right at the beginning of the time when people were really, really valuing their time, wanting to do everything faster. The
That's
microwave
right.
oven made cooking faster. It saved you time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the benefit. It's a huge benefit. And it offered it in a way that nobody ever had it before. That's what drove the frenzy.
And I'm talking about when they first came out, if you sold them, that was enough of a benefit because everybody didn't sell them.
Precisely.
But it didn't take very long for it to be some ubiquitous out there and where everybody had it. And then when everybody had one, you know, now it's if they may not have a regular oven, but they got a microwave. So the thing that I think the small business owners have to realize, Don, and I know this is a little bit of an overstatement, but it's not much of one. I just tell people to just accept this fact, what I consider to be close enough to be a fact. Everything you sell or can sell in the marketplace in the 21st century is now a commodity.
Just about, yeah.
I mean, name one thing. Computers, cars, they're all commodities.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, what is there? And so the only thing that's different under the sun from today than 10 years ago is the way you deliver it.
Precisely.
And that's the new benefit, isn't it?
That in and of itself is not a benefit. What you've got to find is
That's where you have to find your benefits.
Yes, and that's the challenge, because what some people tend to do, and business owners as well, they look for the feature and sell the feature. They're trying to figure out, okay, so what's different about our product? What's unique? Okay, well, our product has a green flange. Nobody else has a green flange, and they sell mm-hmm. this green flange, and that's the headline. You know, new green flange, and that's their leadoff. Have you seen on your green flange? When, in fact, the green flange may be irrelevant to some prospect.
Mm-hmm.
The prospect might care about the fact that it's an ounce lighter and easier to carry, or they might care about the fact that, it's made of stainless steel.
Or they might just like the idea that you'll deliver.
Yeah. You don't know what it is. And the challenge is every customer is different. I emphasize this. Whenever I do seminars, I emphasize that selling more of what you sell has nothing to do with what you sell. Instead, it has everything to do with the customer, because every customer has different needs, desires, fears, priorities, values. And you have to find out what those things are, because those things that drive what features create what benefits that are important to them.
Mm-hmm.
I talk about my laptop computer. I've got a DVD drive in it. It's a combo, you know, CD-DVD drive. It records CDs. It plays DVDs. And I tell people, that's a feature. Mm-hmm. This combo drive is a feature. Well, this feature does two things. It records CDs and it plays DVDs. That's its functionality. The benefit to me is twofold. There's two benefits to me. One is that I can back up all of my important data onto a CD. I can carry my presentations, my handouts, my PowerPoint programs on a CD when I travel. That's a benefit. The other benefit is even more important. I can watch movies on the plane!
Exactly.
However, that benefit, as important as it is to me, is important only to me, because the next person that walks into the store looks at the exact same computer might never fly.
They don't fly, exactly.
And so,
you know,
if they don't fly, watching movies on a plane is not important to them. That's not a benefit.
And so what you've got to find out, then, what you're heading toward, I guess, Don, is we have to find out what is important to them, don't we?
Yeah, exactly.
And isn't that the essence of differentiating between a feature and a benefit? Don't tell your customers what you think is good for them. Ask them what they need, what they
exactly.
want.
Exactly.
Ask them what they want, and then work out the benefits based on what they want.
Yeah. Features have something to do with the product. Benefits have something to do with the customer. And that's far more important.
Mm-hmm.
Customers don't really care about features. What they care about is benefits.
Well, here's the thing. They like to read about them. They like to hear you talk about them. They do care about color. They do care about size. They do care about shape and the feel and all that. They kind of they care about those things. But at the same time, those are just threshold things.
Right.
Those aren't the things that make them buy from you.
Absolutely.
Are they? Because
no.
They can get those things. That's the commodity part of it.
Yes.
Don, hold on to that thought. Folks, we've got to take a quick break. When we come back, I believe I know why small businesses get into this feature benefit trap. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you what I think, why I think that happens. And we'll see if Don agrees with me. It's 10 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. And Don Cooper is our guest. He's the co-author of The 30-Second Commute and more books to come.
And again, you can be cold as ice. I'm over my head, over, oh, but it sure feels nice.
That's right. Do it no matter what the people say.
It's 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. And folks, I want to remind you that I will be broadcasting live from North Dakota on Friday. Yeah, I'm going to be up there giving a speech and actually a couple of speeches. I'm looking forward to that. We're going to have some fun up there in North Dakota. So on Friday we'll be doing that, and that's at the Dickinson, North Dakota Storm Entrepreneurship Conference on Friday. I'm looking forward to that. Don Cooper is our guest, and Don is the co-author of The 30-Second Commute. Don, you got your website. Tell the audience what you do.
That is www.doncooper.com. I help people increase their sales.
Whoa, what a benefit.
That's what I do, and that is the benefit, absolutely.
Which is, and the other way to have said that, the features way to have said that would have been?
I do seminars and workshops, and I train sales teams, and mm-hmm. conventions and conferences, and I write books and articles. See, all that's about me. It's all about what I do.
I heard a guy talking
true,
about...
but it's not
you, you do all those
people.
Things, but that doesn't mean anything to me as a customer, does
yeah.
it? As a prospect.
I help people like you increase their sales.
I heard a guy explain one time about how he, what he did for small businesses, and he was a resource that could help them with small businesses operate their businesses better.
Uh-huh.
And he explained that, But what I told him he should say is, I give small business owners their Saturdays back.
There you go. That's the benefit.
Because that's what he does. That's the benefit. You know, I think, Don, here's my reason that I think this happens, that people get upside down with this. I think when we buy our stuff, when we're developing our stuff that we sell, if when it comes to us, when we're developing it for ourselves, and we're buying, or say if we're buying products wholesale, as it comes to us, what becomes a feature to a customer at the time we buy it is a benefit to us. See what I mean? In other words, if the vendor gives us all these different colors, that's a benefit to us. We see that as a benefit because we're the customer.
Well,
what happens though is when we sell it to the customer, we still think that we're talking to them about benefits, and we don't realize that what were once benefits to us are now features for them.
Yeah, that's part of it, because what we find as a benefit is not necessarily a benefit to a customer, because we have different, you know, needs, purposes, and values.
Mm-hmm.
So what we value is not necessarily what somebody else values. And when we buy things on our own, we tend not to be thinking consciously about the benefits. We don't go through a process where we say, okay, well, this is the feature. What is the benefit? Is this the right benefit for me? We don't actually do that consciously. So we don't think about it. And when we're selling things, all we think about is our own point of view. Well, let's see. From our point of view, this thing has 12 levers and 8 knobs, and that's, you know, one more lever and 2 more knobs in the competition. So that's a good thing. And we don't
Don,
think about what that means to the buyer.
If I, you know, we got a small business owner out there who's saying, hey, you know what, guys, I'm doing this. I've been breaking this rule. I've been violating these principles you're talking about. How do I stop?
I would lay out that's 98% of your audience. Just got that's the vast majority of people.
Yep.
The way to do it is to put yourself in the customer's place and ask the question, why is this important? What does this do? Why should I, as a buyer, care? And keep asking that question until you get to some statement that has the word you in it.
How about a couple of questions like getting around to asking them, what do you want? Not what do you need, but what do you want? And once you get it, how are you going to use it?
Yeah, well, you want to ask all three of those questions. What do you need in a, you know, tractor, boat,
right,
microwave oven? What do you want in a whatever? How are you going to use it? Where will you use it? How much? Who else will use it?
How would you like it delivered?
All kinds of questions. Because the more questions you ask, the more you learn about the customer and what their needs and wants and fears are. You want to ask them, have you owned this before? What was your experience like?
Every one of those questions have you in it, don't they?
Absolutely. I teach salespeople specific questions to ask. Whenever I do a training program, I always give people questions to ask verbatim.
So if you're describing your products and you've gone very long without having the word you in it about your customer, you're probably lapsing into features, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah. And that's the way most salespeople are trained. They're typically trained on the features.
Got to focus on the benefits, folks. Hey, Don, I got to wrap it up. You know how this works.
Yep.
It's been great having you here. As always, you bring us good stuff. Will you come back again real soon?
You betcha, Jim.
Thanks. Don Cooper, ladies and gentlemen. He's the best. That's DonCooper.com, right, Don?
Yes, indeed.
All right. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.